continuing the next set of halachos, which is actually the very beginning, the second chelek of Mishnah Berura on Nesias Kapayim. We're going to see the connection of Nesias Kapayim, of Duchening, of the Kohanim, and what we were learning before this in the previous chelek of Tefillah. The Aruch HaShulchan tells us that it's a mitzvah saseh al Kohanim levarach es Yisrael, that the Kohanim have a positive obligation to actually bless the Bnei Israel, as the Pasuk says, Kos Tavaruch Es Bnei Israel, V'chiv Zeh Hutmidi, this is something which is constant, Gam Bizman Zeh, even nowadays. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, he considers this to be among the his minyan ha-mitzvos, of the Tariq mitzvos, is the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. The Aruch HaShulchan then continues and says this mitzvah applies in the Mikdash as well as in the Gevulin, even nowadays outside of Eretz Yisrael, B'shas Gemar Tefillah. And we say this at the end of the Shemona Esrei, Shiva Makom Karba, because it used to be done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, connected to the Karbanos, so our Shemona Esrei, which is instead of the sacrifices that were brought in temple times. Therefore, we connect the duchening, the Berchas Kohanim, immediately after the davening of the of Tefillah. And therefore, this is the reason why also in Halacha it's written right after Hilchos Tefillah. It says, V'tefillah nigmara b'shomei Tefillah. We know that the Shemona Esrei has three different parts. The end of the second of the third part of the Shemona Esrei is the bracha, bracha Tashem Shomei Tefillah. Second half of the second part of the Shemona Esrei, the middle part, if you will, is the time which we're asking Hashem for all of our needs. Shemona Tefillah, when we say those words, is really the end of our asking, and then immediately when we would say is when we begin thanking Hashem for the portion that He's allotted to us. So he says, Shesham hu gamar bakashos. That's when we stop asking for things. L'chein omer mutzei b'amcha Yisrael u'sfil sam. Right at that moment is the chiyuv of the obligation for the Kohanim to begin to go up to the duchan, to the platform. And therefore, as you'll see, that even though the duchening begins a little bit afterwards, 5 minutes later, a few minutes later, they begin immediately by Ritzay, because that is already immediately after the tefillah, that's the time in which they're supposed to ascend to the duchan, to the platform. And it's inserted specifically at the time of the bracha of shalom, the last bracha of the Shemona Esrei, of Birchas Shalom. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, it's logical, because after all, what is the last word of Birchas Kohanim? But the word Shalom, and therefore it connects to this paragraph, which we'll say immediately afterwards, of Sim Shalom. Therefore, that's the reason why it's placed in that particular part of the Shemona Esrei. It's an interesting gematria on the side that the Baal Turim learns from the last word of Shalom, found in Parshas Naso, where the Birchas Kohanim says that Shalom is begematria Esav. Shalom, peace, and Esav have the same numerical value. And he says, Havi ma'amuktim shalom l'choladam v'yafil b'shalom goy. It doesn't make a difference who it is. You should always give peace, if you possibly can, to every person, even someone who has the likes of an Esav. Now, continuing with the words of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, he says as follows. First halacha in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim is Ein Nesias Kapayim B'pachos Miasara. You have to have at least 10 people to perform Nesias Kapayim. How about the Kohanim themselves? Can they be counted as part of the 10? So he says, V'Kohanim Mehaminyan. The Kohanim could also be part of the 10. That's fine. The Bir Halacha tells us as follows. It says, Hatam, the reason why it's necessary to have 10, there's two explanations. One, the Bir Halacha says, is Mishum Duhu Davar Shebekdusha. Just like Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, according to many, it's considered to be a Davar Shebekdusha, the reciting of the Nesias Kapayim, and therefore it must be with a quorum, with a minion. However, the Ran holds that really the Nesias Kapayim is not a Davar Shebekdusha at all. It's not comparable to Kaddish and Kedush and Baruch Hu. And the only reason why, says the Ran, it's necessary to have a minion of 10 during the time of the Nesias Kapayim is because of a Gzeres Shava. because it says Kosev Archus Bnei Israel, and elsewhere it says V'nikdashni B'toch Bnei Israel. So therefore, because of the similar words in the two psukim, he learns it to be a gzer shava, and therefore you would need to have a minyan for Nesias Kapayim, but it's not a davar shibuk dusha. Now, continues the Be'er Halacha, he says that when it says you must have at least 10, Hainu afil im be'ez shehizchil hashatz. The question is, what's the whole problem? Obviously, if you're saying Nesias Kapayim, you probably had a minyan because you daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then you had the Chazaras Hashatz, repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei. So what's this whole purpose of this halacha, telling us that you need to have a minyan for Nesias Kapayim? So he says as follows. He says, because when you begin the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, and you looked around at the time, there was exactly 10 people, L'asa tefila ha'yasar b'beis achnesas. V'yachakach yatsu. Let's say someone walks out. The question is, what does the chazan do in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei? The person shouldn't have left, but what can we do about it? He's not here anymore, and he's gone. So, should he continue the Shmoneh Esrei? Should he stop in the middle? So, the halacha is, the kaimalon, the gomrin kol atfil. The chazan, once he began with a minyan, he continues as though there's a minyan. Of course, you're not allowed to leave, but if you left, then you just continue. Afil hachi ach aser lisa kapayim. At that point, even though we began the Shmoneh Esrei with a minyan, but nonetheless, you're not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim now. Shu inyan bifnei atzma. It's considered like a separate thing, and therefore a person would not be able to say this unless there was a minyan. V'im hischilu ha-Nesias Kapayim bi'asara v'yatz miksasin gomrin. Similar to the Shmoneh Esrei, if let's say you began the duchening with a minyan, and then for whatever reason someone stepped out, then you would still be able to conclude the Nesias Kapayim. Just continue with the words of the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll stop. Yeshomim, there's some that say the Anasias Kapayim Elba Makam Shesh Sefer Torah. Some require that the only time you can duchen is if it's in a building or room which has a Sefer Torah present. However, as is stated by many of the poskim, including the Olz Tomid, Eliyahu Zutta, the Pri Chadash, Magin Giburim, Rov Achronim Ukmat Kulam. Almost everyone disagrees with this. That really, even without a Sefer Torah, you certainly can still say the Nesias Kapayim. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Demi Shaba, someone who comes, the Omer Kohen Ani, you had never met him before, and he says, I'm a Kohen. Is that enough for you to be able to allow him to do Duchening? So the halacha is, Neman Lisa Kapa V'chein HaMinhag. The minhag is that all a person has to do is say that I'm a Kohen, and that person is going to be trustworthy enough that will allow the Nesias Kapayim to take place. So he said that it's necessary to have 10 people. Lefisha Kohanim Gamkin B'chlal Bracha. The question is, what happens in the event of, let's say you have exactly 10, and now you have the Kohen, who's one of the 10, and he's up here doing the Nesias Kapayim, he's giving this bracha. The question is, well, how could he be giving a bracha if he's giving a bracha less than a minyan? Okay, fine, he is number 10, but he's giving a bracha to less than 10 people. The answer is not true. Because when the Kohanim give the bracha, gam kein b'chlal bracha, they're also considered to be part of the bracha. And it says, the Pasuk says, at the end of Nesias Kapayim, v'ani avarachem, and I, Hashem, will bless them. Kolomar, that is to say, l'kohanim. In fact, Rashi in Parshas Naso says there's two explanations. The Ani Avarachem simply could mean l'Yisrael, that I will, through the Kohanim, have the Bnei Yisrael blessed. Or, as Rashi says, the second explanation is l'kohanim. The Kohanim themselves are blessed. So therefore, even if you have exactly 10, among them are Kohanim, then that's also fine. So the question is, okay, fine, one out of the 10 is a Kohen. What if 6 is a Kohen? So you're going to have 6 people up there, and so he says like this.
What if 10 or
We're going to get to that. We'll get to that tomorrow. V'yafilim Reuben Kohanim. It's too long. V'yafilim Reuben Kohanim. He says, even if the majority of the people are Kohanim, gam kim shabadami, it's not a problem. So even if you have 6, 7 people, kivan diyesh al kol panim Yisrael echad, just as long as you have one non-Kohen in the audience, you have 9 Kohanim up here, you have a Kohen conference, Shiyana Amen, this one Yisrael is going to answer Amen. Achar Berachas Kohanim, that's fine. And we'll conclude with this last line. Ubirchas, Beis Achneses, Shekula Kohanim, when he comes to a shul in which every single person is a Kohen, Ein lo kamam b'sifchav, hey, look it up later on, and we'll do so next time. Kadosh.